Judges chapter 16. I want to take just a very few moments tonight. Look into the Word of God. And I was reading this week, and boy, you know, you ever read and things just speak to you? And boy, this is one of those that just spoke to me. And I was like, wow, Lord. And it wasn't that it spoke to me with something that I didn't know or something. It just spoke to me. And so I want to share it with you. Judges chapter 16, verse 4. Would you stand with me as we read from the Word of God? You're all familiar with the story of Samson and Delilah, correct? Correct? Correct. Okay. So we're not going to read this whole story. We're only going to read two verses, okay? But in verse 4 it says, "Afterward it happened that he," or Samson, "loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up to her and said to her, 'Entice him and find out where his great strength lies, and by what means we may overcome him, that we may bind him and afflict him. And every one of us will give you 1,100 pieces of silver.'" Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Brother Ken Storm, would you lead us in prayer, please? Amen. You may be seated. As we read this text, we're reminded of the main theme, the main idea of Delilah and her cohorts, that the question, "Samson, what is the source of your great strength? How is it that you are such a mighty man?" And the reason that they wanted to know was not because they wanted the same strength or they wanted to be blessed the way Samson was. The reason they wanted to know where the source of his strength was so they could take that strength away from him and make him a weakling like everybody else. Samson being the man that he was, Delilah began to entice him. Says, "Samson, if you love me, you'll tell me the source of your strength." Samson began, and we read later on, he said, "Well, if I'm bound or tied with 7 fresh bowstrings, not yet dried, then I'll become weak like all other men." This should be a red flag, right? Samson goes to sleep, and while he's asleep, she ties him with 7 bowstrings. And then she calls out, "Samson, the Philistines are upon you." And he jumps up and they fall off. I mean, he just breaks them like they're not even there. She looks at Samson and says, "Oh, Samson, you have done me wrong. If you really love me, Samson, if you really love me, you'll tell me the secret to your great strength." So he said, "Well, okay. I'll tell you the secret. If they bind me with new ropes that have never been used, then I shall become weak and like any other man." Once again, the red flag should have come up as he slept. She gets new ropes and she ties him up. And then she calls out, "Samson, the Philistines are upon you." He jumps up and he breaks them like they're not even there once again. You know, at what point do we learn? So here she goes again. "Samson, you don't love me. You don't love me. If you love me, you would share the secret of your great strength with me." He said, "Okay. If you weave the 7 locks of my hair into the weaver's beam or weaver's loom, I will become weak like other men." So he goes to sleep once again, and the red flag has never come up. While he's asleep, she weaves his hair into the loom. And then she cries out, "Samson, the Philistines are upon you." He jumps up and tears apart the loom like it's not even there. And once again, she goes after him. "Samson, you don't really love me. If you love me, you would share your secret with me. And I love verse 16, and I'll share it with you. It says, and it came to pass when she pestered him daily. You know what that word pestered means in the Hebrew? Pester. When she pestered him daily with her words and pressed him, so his soul was vexed to death, that he told her all his heart. Said to her, no razor's ever come upon my head. If you cut my hair, I will be like other men. So what did she do? She lulled him to sleep. While he was asleep, she called the barber. Guy comes in and shaves his head. She cries out, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. And he said, I'll get up like times before and I'll beat them all up. He rises up and he didn't realize his strength was gone. As a matter of fact, verse 20. I want to read that one to you. And she said, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. So he woke from his sleep and said, I will go out as before at other times and shake myself free. But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. Now the reason this made such an impression upon me as I read it, I backed up and I thought, you know, there is nothing more that Satan would like than to rob us of the source of our strength. He persists daily. How does he do it? Busyness. I mean, you know, sometimes we get so busy we don't have time for the Lord. We all know that quiet, the benefits of quiet time, right? Right? I'm talking about that time when you sit down and you pray and you talk to the Lord and the Lord shows you things from His Word and He speaks to your heart and comfort just fills your soul. We need that. But there are times we get too busy to do that. There are times we get too busy and too distracted to go to church. You know, I need church. I do. Many times I've come to church feeling bad and left feeling wonderful. Just by being in the presence of the Lord. I need my prayer time. I need my study time. That's the source of my strength. If I spend time with God, if I take care, you know, the Bible says, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. If I'm mindful of daily drawing near to God, whether it's prayer, study, I cannot express the difference that makes in my day. But then there's Satan. And Satan says, I know the source of your strength, so I'm going to make you too busy for prayer. I'm going to make you too busy for study, time in the Word. I'm going to make you too busy to have a personal relationship with God. And the first thing you know, we hit that brick wall where life overwhelms us and we back up and we say, how did I get out of control? And we're just like Samson. We don't even know that the Lord has departed from us. And I'm talking about the strength of the Lord. My goodness. The point to the message is, the joy of the Lord is our strength, according to Nehemiah. And the joy of the Lord is contained in that personal relationship with the Lord. Don't you ever get too busy. Don't you ever get too active. Don't you ever become too distracted. Don't ever let life overwhelm you to the point where Satan robs you of your strength. Because without the strength of the Lord, we're sitting ducks in the target of Satan. Tonight, I just wanted to remind you, what is your strength? Where is your strength? Where does it come? It comes from the Lord. And there's a battle going on. And we don't fight flesh, but we fight against principalities and powers in the heavenly places. Excuse me. Old Satan, he's a rascal. He doesn't fight fair. And he wants to sift us as wheat. But I believe with all my heart, as long as we have the strength of the Lord daily, that we'll never lose a battle to Him. Remember where your strength comes from. It's not by your own might, but by the hand of God. You cultivate your relationship every day. You may be here and you don't know Jesus Christ. You need Jesus. You need the strength of the Lord. Why? Because you're going to lose, okay, without Jesus. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I want you to know that He loves you very much. Loved you so much that He gave His life upon Calvary for your sins so that you could have eternal life and a personal relationship with Him. If you're not saved, we're going to have a verse of invitation, and I'm going to invite you to come and receive Christ as your Savior. Maybe you're here and you've been fighting the battles and life's about to overwhelm you. And it's one of those, the light bulbs come on. My strength has been gone because I've spent no time with God. Maybe it's time to repent, set things back in order. The wonderful thing about God is He's the God of a second chance. He still loves you. He still wants to fill you with His Spirit and with His power, so that you can live daily to His honor, to His glory. Don't you let Satan rob you. You're too precious in the sight of the Lord for Satan to destroy. Our Father in heaven, we thank You, Lord, for this day. We thank You for Your Word. We thank You, Lord, that there's power in You. We thank You knowing that, Lord, we're fighting a foe that is far more capable and strong than we ourselves are. But You are Almighty God. And so, Lord, You are our strength. You are our joy. Lord, I pray that tonight we will draw near to You, so that when the battles come, we'll be ready to fight. That Satan has no place or no victory in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.